Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
ESPN 97.5. KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gao Media Station.
Sounds fascinating.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, two in the books, one to go. Final hour of the show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. This is the time in the program when I remind you that if you missed any of the first 2 hours of the show, please go to ESPN975.com. On the front page, you will see a tab at the top for the Usual Suspects. You click on that, and then you can catch up on the hours that you missed today. And, of course, to make sure you don't miss any more along the way, you can, on that same front page, follow the instructions to download the app. Take us in anywhere, everywhere. We have people listening across the country that we appreciate. You could join those forces whenever you are in and around not only town, but all over the U.S. of A. So do that. Do it! Yeah! Okay. And then on top of that...
You're done.
We also like to give back to the peeps, so why not do it again? The Southern Rock Red Dirt Country Artists of Whiskey Myers are coming to the Revention Music Center on February the 15th. We're going to give away some tickets. How about that? Let's go a pair of tickets to caller number 9, 713-780-3776. Caller 9 wins a pair of tickets to see the Texas Natives as they perform songs from their new album, plus the hit singles we all know and love. Get your tickets now at LiveNation.com.
Word.
I don't know when the greatest hits album is coming out, but...
That's my bad.
It might be worth getting.
Got it.
When it comes out.
It's got a buzz. Was that your phone or mine?
That would definitely be your phone.
I don't see anything on there.
That would definitely be yours that was carelessly put on the desk without padding.
I got to be a better co-host.
Well, I'm still waiting. So with that being said, a couple things.
Played.
One, we didn't cover from the Rockets game last night. Did you see the lady get double blasted with the ball and the beer?
Wow. I did see that.
I didn't know what you meant by that.
Double blasted. There.
Did you have to phrase it that way, young man?
She got blasted with beer twice.
In the face.
Well, there you go.
Not the first time a
Foamy
player
stuff everywhere.
Confuses a ref as their teammate, passes the ball to what he thought was the teammate, it was the ref, and the ref was like, you know what? I'm a Euro step to the side.
Yes, he did. And in the process, he hit the lady with a full beer, and it went all over
her face. Splash.
Double blasted. Okay,
double blasted her in the face.
Would that be Cream City? I mean, if you're in Milwaukee, it is. So, and then after it hit the lady.
Very quickly.
After it hit the lady the first time, the ball goes down between the seats.
So the ball went down between her legs.
Now you're making it weird, Barry. Mm-hmm.
And uncomfortable.
I'm just describing what happened.
Okay, go ahead.
Trey Lyles, San Antonio's big man, goes to retrieve the ball. So what he does is he reaches between the seats, and he just takes the ball. You know how you kind of flip it so it gets back over the top of the chair and gets back on the court? Well, when he flipped the ball up, it hits the bottom of the cup of one of the two women.
Splash.
And,
all in the face.
And the video proves it. I retweeted it. This lady's face was like, you...
Oh, it was so wet.
Do you...
Oh, God. This it's is always during it's pickup line time, too.
It was. She has beer all over her face. Guys, why are y'all being so immature about this? I'm just describing what happened.
I was going to make a joke about her being bougie. Do you know who I am? Do you know how much I paid for these floor seats?
This cost me $700, and this beer was another $150.
What about the purse? She's got some expensive designer purse, and that got... Because there was some deal recently where a lady said that some department store or something ruined her purse, but she tried... It was a rare, one-of-a-kind type purse worth like $25,000. I'm like, what are you doing with a $25,000 purse? Then I saw a picture of Russell Westbrook with a diaper bag that cost like $1,500. I'm like,
there's a purse out there that costs... Oh, look, I just Googled purse that costs $25,000. Yep. Here's the list of the most expensive handbags in the world. I don't know how to pronounce this.
Give it a go.
It's $1.9 million.
What?
It's made out of platinum with 2,000 diamonds on it. Ginza Tanaka.
You're an idiot. Japanese. That purse.
Ginza Tanaka Birkin bag.
Know exactly what you're talking about.
Have Chanel has a diamond forever bag. 261 gur. Nope.
There was a picture that Russell Westbrook's diaper bag for his new baby was, I don't know if it was Louis, whatever designer it was, but it was thousands of dollars.
Well, that's what, so like, you know, Nora, I was like, what do you want for Christmas? She goes, I think I just want to get one nice thing. And I know what that means. She wants a new purse, and it's going to cost me $1,000.
Mm-hmm. I was going to ask if you guys are willing to share this information. What is the most that you've dropped on a purse for the wife?
Well, I can tell you.
Here's the thing. In Lisa's case, most of hers were purchased before we got married, thankfully. But, I mean, I would say like the Kate Spades and some of the expensive purses, like Barry said, they're $1,000 and more.
So I don't remember exactly. Like, I'm on the Louis Vuitton. It was a Louis. But I bought her. She's got a Louis purse, a Louis keychain, a Louis wallet. Mm. She's got a lot of Louis Vuitton stuff. And I want to say it was around $2,000 for the purse.
Wow. Sounds right.
That was pretty ridiculous. And I was it killed me to have to buy that. But I love her, and that's what she wanted. And now, again, I want to preface. This was back when Daddy had his IT job. And so it was like, that's no problem. I got you.
We have kids.
Ain't happening.
I thought when you were saying that you were looking, when I said the Russell Westbrook diaper bag, I thought that was what you were looking to get Madison for Christmas.
No.
Was the Louis Vuitton diaper bag or something?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
I mean, you had your gift picked out with, was it tights that you wanted from me and Nick? Or
no, I don't want tights from you guys.
You just said there was something that we should get you for Christmas. Oh, the gardening shoes?
Yeah, the lawn shoes.
Oh, yeah.
The Cujos for $120.
Even if we split it, it'd be $60 a piece. Dumbest investment ever.
That was analytics at its finest right there.
Dumbest investment ever. Why would you spend $120?
You know what's funny is somebody, one of the listeners said, hey, I'm listening to you right now. By the way, he said, I'm a professional landscaper, and we have those Cujos, and they're great. They were worth every penny.
Yeah, because you're a professional landscaper.
And that's what I said. Like, I'm just a weekend guy. I'm just a weekend warrior.
I can
see
you doing, like, the Wile E. Coyote thing, like, trying to walk in them and get your foot stuck, and you kind of go Michael Jackson and go, and lean like you're almost going to fall down, and then can snap back up. Although in your case, you'd pull something. Like, if you're taking a drink off the roof of a car getting hurt, you're probably going to blow a calf muscle or a hamstring if those things get caught.
Well, the first time in a long time when I tried to mow with a push mower, I passed out. Yeah, of course I'm going to blow like a hammy wearing yard shoes.
They got lawn tights? I think you should probably get some very, very strong, hardworking compression lawn tights.
I should do that.
Just, right. They're just, the difference is they're just camo.
Yeah, they're green. They're already dirty.
Yeah.
So in the event it gets down to like, well, you don't cut the grass as much in cold weather. So you don't really do lawn work in cold weather.
About once a month.
See, that's terrible. I wouldn't even do it once a year.
That's No one's arguing that point here, Nick.
That's why your bush is dead.
Yeah.
No, they're alive and well. Mm. I watered them in September.
That's why you got a lot of burnt spots.
They're fine.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
I don't believe you.
I don't have hogs or anything like that, so.
Sorry.
I'm good.
You don't know what you're missing. I finally fixed the hog damage in our yard, by the way. 2 months later.
Wait. Whew. I was worried.
2 months later, I got tired of hearing Nora. Are you ever going to fix that? I was like, oh, my God, all right.
Yeah. She was probably pretty consistent about it.
And I hope her brother's not listening. He better not snitch on me.
Oh, it's coming.
Here's the thing. Here's my beef I have with my wife. I don't walk around the house going, when are you going to do this? When are you going to do that? How come you never do this? But when it comes to the yard, how come you're not going to pull the weeds? When are you going to pull the weeds? Are you going to pull the weeds? Why don't you go pull the weeds? When are you going to fix the hog damage? Why don't you fix it? It's like, woman, you're capable. If you want the weeds pulled, go pull the weeds.
You didn't say that. Let's be real.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. You didn't tell her.
And sometimes she just goes and pulls the weeds.
Like Lisa would do the same thing.
She'll just be like, okay, you're lazy. And I don't want to see that anymore. But I'm kind of the same way, too. I mean, I'm joking, obviously. But if I'm like, man, these dishes have been here for a couple of days, I just do the dishes. And I normally don't do dishes.
See, I'm the same.
But if I see them, I'm like,
but I don't want credit for it.
She's busy. I'm busy. I'll do the dishes. Whatever.
My big beef is I don't want credit for it. I do the stuff that needs to be done, and then I move on. She has to tell me the stuff she's done as almost
to say. I pulled
the
weeds today.
Yeah, to rub it in my face. I'm like, do you need a laundry list of all the things I did, too? Because this is both of us doing our part. If I cleaned all the baby bottles up and I did this and I did that, I'm not giving you a freaking report. I'm moving on. That's what you got to do.
Do you just write about it like in your diary? You're like, dear diary, nope. She has no idea how lucky she is to have me.
Like her, I've told you this before. Her hot button is to go into my closet and say, when are you going to start getting rid of your golf shirts and start doing this?
That's Laura too.
And I'm like, why don't you go? You don't see me walk in your closet going, when are you going to get rid of this, that, and the other? Because I don't give a rat's ass.
Well, I'll tell Nora.
Stay out of my closet.
She'll be like, you have a lot of t-shirts. I'm like, you have a lot of shoes. If you want to go in my closet and start throwing away shirts, I can go into your closet and start throwing away shoes, and we'll get it all cleaned up. She's like, nope.
A lot of things go out of style. You know what doesn't? Golf shirts. Get out of my closet.
Yeah, I bet your golf shirts are out of style.
No, they don't.
I bet they are.
Probably 20 years old. How are they not out of style, Joel?
Nick, I'm not how? Charlie Palillo, one, and two, Joel's I've proven to you when I brought in all the Nike and Adidas ones I've shown you that still have the tags on them that are still as fashionable as the day that they were given to me.
Manufactured in 1998.
Joel's out here golfing an OP.
Isn't there like new golf brands now that weren't around back in the day?
Travis Matthews.
Y'all like my Ocean There's Pacific some. Golf shirt?
Under Armour was a new player in the game. Joel. But I mean, Travis Matthews. There's some different companies, but
did you get
Adidas
Miller's
and
outpost?
Nike are always... Top shelf.
I have some golf shirts I throw away because they were a little dated.
Right, because they weren't dry fit material and all that?
No, they were. They're just dated.
Okay. Well, Charlie will take them.
No, you can't fit in those.
Too small?
No.
We got to go. More of the show coming up next. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Rolling through the final hour of the show, it's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Always appreciate you guys and being suspects and in such participating in the show, whether you do it by text, call, or tweet. I say that always with the caveat that some of you are just... wasting time that you should be putting forth towards something else. Like me having logos on golf shirts of Tabasco sauce. You're an idiot. And I wouldn't have worn them when they were in, let alone now.
Sure.
Okay.
You have, do you have a golf shirt with like cheese on it?
No.
Okay. Just checking.
Yeah. I've never been gimmicky guy. Like I'm telling you, the Mattress Mac American flag golf shirts that Charlie still wears, I didn't wear them back then. I don't wear them now.
You're not very nice.
No. And the other thing is, when you use that, what is it, that cotton blend, that really thick golf shirt?
Mm-hmm.
No. And they're not from the 90s, Nick. My buddies used to work at TaylorMade.
He's very defensive about this.
No, because I'm proving my point that golf shirts don't go out of style if you get the right
so
golf shirt.
So early 2000s, right?
No, Nick. It's not.
Then when did you buy them?
I didn't buy them. That's the thing. That's okay,
when
the
did
beauty
you get
of
them for
it,
free?
Too. I mean,
who'd you yell out to get it for free? Like, how'd it happen? When'd you get it?
I used to get them by, like, the boatload, and they were all, like, the stuff the guys were wearing on tour, and they were top quality from top brands, so they're dry fit, and they're stylish, and there's not, like, all these wild patterns and Tabasco sauce bottles and John Daly's type stuff. They're classy things. Why would I give them up? I'm not in a job like I once had with Business Casual where I would wear golf shirts and slacks in the off season, so I don't wear them as much, but they're still, why would I give them, just throw them out or give them away or donate them?
Because you said you were bigger. There's no way they still fit. You're the one who said that. I didn't. You said you were bigger back in the day.
Yeah.
So what size are they?
But there's a combination of large and extra large.
There's no
way
you fit in a large.
Oh, yes, there is. A lot more than it would fit you.
A large would be too big for me.
I don't think you
not
should be wearing
areas.
Dry fit. That's very form fitting, and no one on this show has the body to be wearing
golf
dry fit.
Not all the dry, all dry fit is not form fitting. Ugh. Just like your tights that you're talking about, they're not form fitting. All of them. Some of them are just a little. They have a little room for them, so you can still run in them. You just showed me a pair. What you wear?
Yeah,
I mean, not much room.
I wouldn't wear that to golf in.
Okay. Don't wear him in front of your simulator.
I certainly would not. Adam Schefter reporting Lions placing Matthew Stafford on IR.
Okay.
They are going to re-up
we
Matt Patricia.
Play the rest of the year.
Yeah. And they're going to re-up Matt Patricia, so they don't care about winning.
But they're going to pull a Daryl Morey. You know that, right?
Yeah, they're going to
clean out his staff and make him redo that if he wants to keep his job.
A lot of cuts coming. Speaking of quarterbacks, so Larry Brown Sports had this 5 potential destinations for veteran QBs that are likely to move on in 2020. Mm-hmm. This is a weird list in many ways. Okay? Number 5. Mm-hmm. They say Cam Newton to Chicago.
I told you guys that all along.
No problem there.
Nope.
Number 4.
Well, Chicago would have a problem, but yeah.
Number 4, yeah. This is the thing. Is that if we talk about retread coaches, why do you want quarterbacks that nobody else wants?
Plus, you still are paying Trubisky.
Of course. You
and Cam's not...
The Titans might look at you and go, well, it worked out for us with Tannehill.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Look, they would have been on this list with a quarterback until Tannehill played his ass off.
Yeah. So Cam at 5. Number 4, speaking of that, Marcus Mariota to the Miami Dolphins. Okay. So they just swap problems, and one works out. And if Mariota's not going to make it where he's at, he's not going to make it in Miami.
Can I ask y'all a question on that?
Of course, I would have said the same thing about Ryan Tannehill in Miami, so who the hell knows?
Not involving Mariota, but involving Josh Rosen. Is he a victim of circumstance to where he'll never get a chance to prove he can play? Or is it just that after the fact, after he was so highly sought after and touted in the draft and all that, that they found out he wasn't even close to what he was supposed to be?
Yeah. Number 2.
Okay.
I think he's a victim of lack of skills and talent.
He had the ego and the attitude.
Did. Yeah.
Okay. This next one I don't get.
Number 3. Eli Manning to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
So,
they
want
to move
Nick.
On from Jameis Winston. To Eli Manning.
Nope.
And the whole argument that they're making is, oh, he's going to reunite with Tom Coughlin. So what? I don't really think that's...
Tom Coughlin's in Jacksonville.
That's what it said in there on the thing. It said he would reunite with
Tom Coughlin. Well, they're saying that would seem like the most logical step, but they're thinking with Winston out in Tampa Bay that he might end up going to Tampa Bay instead.
Right. But you've got Bruce Arians.
But
Bruce
why would Arians, that be attractive for Eli is my point.
Yeah, well, why would Bruce Arians, who's an offensive-minded coach... the only thing you can say as a correlation is he had Peyton Manning in Indy. But other than that, Bruce Arians wants a guy that can open it up and throw it and be dynamic. Eli's none of those things anymore.
No, he's not. I think you're crazy if you think you're going to win now with Eli Manning.
One of the points you made, and you may be on your list, I didn't cheat like Nick, but if Jacksonville decides to move Nick Foles, I could see Eli reuniting with Tom Coughlin, whether he starts or backs up as a job if he wants to continue playing football.
I personally think Jacksonville might move on from Tom Coughlin. So that's why.
Well, based on the other story we haven't talked about yet, but if that's the case, then they might have to. Because if you have missed it, real quick, the NFLPA had an investigation going on about injuries and about players, and we've talked about this, where players use their own doctors. And remember, you know, in sports now, it's getting to be Brady had his own doctor. The Yankees had a big problem with Jacoby Ellsbury using his own doctor. Well, they said that 25% of all grievances filed by players in terms of medicals and getting payment and having payment withheld were all incriminating the Jacksonville Jaguars. They warned players, if you're trying to think, you're thinking about signing with Jacksonville, think again. Because with all their findings, they said the Jags have a lot of issues. That all goes to your vice president of football operations, Tom Coughlin. It starts there.
Yep.
He may not be there.
That's what I'm saying. That may solve itself and why Eli wouldn't go to Jacksonville and go to Tampa Bay instead.
Tom Coughlin's going to Tampa, and then it makes sense.
Number 2 on the list, Phillip Rivers to the Carolina Panthers.
See,
to replace Cam.
That's who I was referring to. If Ryan Tannehill didn't play his ass off, Phillip Rivers, I believe he's from Nashville, and he's a Tennessee guy, and they said to have him with that defense and a lot of the weapons, that would make sense. But I could say, you know what?
It's not out of the realm of possibility. It doesn't sound stupid.
But, you know, Kyle Allen got benched this week, so he may not be the heir apparent, and they may need somebody there, whether it be a veteran or a draft.
Well, and then the article says, with a new head coach incoming and Kyle Allen not viewed as the answer, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So 5 and 2 make sense. Cam to Chicago, Phillip to the Panthers makes sense. Eli to the Bucks and Mariota to the Dolphins doesn't.
Mariota to the Dolphins is a possibility.
Mariota to anybody as a starter doesn't make sense.
I would agree with that, but with the Dolphins trying to lose on this plan that they've got, I'm not sure it was a one-year tank job. So I would say for another year, depending on what the Lumberjack quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick does and what they do, I could see Mariota being
If you're going to tank, then just play Josh Rosen if you know he's not the guy. If he sucks, you're going to tank. Don't think you're bringing in somebody. Just play Josh Rosen.
Or
be like, well, we got him. We'll play him. He sucks.
Somewhat semi-fool the fan base. Hey, we're bringing in Marcus Mariota. We're going to give him a shot.
Yeah.
And then you crap it.
This is the one that's weird. This is stupid. Number one on the list. Mm-hmm. Denver Broncos go out and get Tom Brady. Mm-mm. It says, no one genuinely believes the Patriots and Tom Brady will part ways after the season, but more and more evidence continues to pile up suggesting that a split could happen. In steps John Elway, and no the rest way. Is history.
Here's the thing. If he goes anywhere, again, I go back to this. He's linked there. He and they are linked to so many ways. But if Tannehill doesn't play well in Tennessee, the other option was if they didn't look at Phillip Rivers, who looks like he's done. Tom Brady and Mike Vrabel have always been super tight when they were with the Pats. They said Brady could go team up with Vrabel and prove that he could win somewhere else.
All that's the evidence that's suggesting that is very much fueled by Ian Rappaport. And look, a lot of what he reported are facts. He sold his house. His athletic trainer sold his house. So those are some big deals when you consider how long he's been there.
Brady?
Yeah. Yeah. Brady sold his house and his trainer. And this
could you see him going back to the Midwest, though? Maybe Chicago? He's from Michigan. He's a Michigan kid, right?
Yeah, he's a Michigan kid. But he's from California originally.
Is he?
Yeah, he grew up in California.
Oh.
Niners fan, I believe.
I thought he was a Midwest guy.
No, he did go to Michigan, but he's from California. Okay. So I don't think the Midwest is the right place for him. And again, when you think about the Midwest,
Tom Brady's not going anywhere.
Stafford's not going
unless
anywhere.
It's to win.
Cousins isn't going anywhere, and Rodgers isn't going anywhere. The only one in the Midwest Chicago. Is Chicago, and I don't know that he would do.
Brady's not going to Denver because they're not close to a Super Bowl. Brady's going
exactly
anywhere
right.
That's super close to a Super Bowl. They just they're a quarterback away.
You don't think Brady
and all those teams have quarterbacks.
Brady with Henry as a running back, with three young big receivers, and with Delaney. What's the tight end? He's on IR right now again.
Walker.
Delaney Walker at tight end. And a good, like you said, a good offensive line.
Brown's pretty good.
That's why I could see Brady going to Tennessee.
I don't think he's going anywhere.
I don't either. But, hey, you know what? It's fodder. Next thing. Right. Stay tuned for the Mount Rushmore of Tom Brady moments. No. All right. So we got a half hour to go on the show, and we continue to roll. And that means 30 minutes on the clock. Plenty more to get to. If you want to join us, 713-780-3776, or hit us up on Twitter, The Usual Suspects, ESPN97. Hey, rolling through the final 30 minutes of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Barry, Nick, and Joel in the studio on a Tuesday. We'll leave it there. We take you till 4. Blitz takes you till 7. Not sure you guys saw this, but a little sidebar. Really not involving the Rockets per se, except for it involves their current point guard. But that idiot Jazz fan that was banned for life by the team last year after he and Russell Westbrook got into it. It's not sitting so well with him. He filed a lawsuit Monday suing the Jazz and Westbrook, claiming that the language that he used was also used by several other people around the section, which I guess makes it okay, because the same audience members in the section used similar, Westbrook said racist and derogatory comments. He says everybody was doing it. I don't know if that makes it okay or not, but obviously I don't think it does. But says that he suffered a lot of damage, defamation, emotional stress. So he's suing for $100 million.
Now, this is the guy that told Russ to get on his knees like you're used to.
That is correct.
That was the phrase that he used.
And that Russ says he didn't say that, but that's what he was accused of.
Yeah, Westbrook said it was completely disrespectful and racial. And then Westbrook told him, I'll bleep you up.
So did you say it or not when you're saying that, well, I used the same kind of language that everybody else in my section was using?
I don't remember if I said this at the time, but hearing that phrase, my first thought isn't, and I try to be sensitive to these issues and these topics, but that's not my first thought if I hear somebody, if I hear a man tell another man to get on his knees, my first thought is it's racial.
Mm-hmm.
My first thought is sexual.
You're implying something about his sexuality.
Oral sex. Yep. You're saying, hey, you give oral sex on your knees.
I would agree with
you. Ha, 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 I'm a funny guy. It's lame, but I don't, you know.
He may have meant, well, maybe the comment was racial, but he thought that comment was thrown at him because he was black. Maybe he looked at it that way.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't know.
The guy claims that he said, ice those knees up, as opposed to what Westbrook accuses him. But we don't know the truth.
And I doubt he said ice those knees up. It's so funny that sit there and you'll talk about people's moms and curse a thousand different ways. And then, oh, no, I just told him ice his knees up. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. And stop this because you look petty.
And here's the thing. $100 million.
Get out of here. He's wanting to settle for five.
No matter what someone did to your name and likeness based on this, you ain't worth $100 million. And Westbrook's camp had a great response, too. You know, based on the fact that he said when the actual incident happened, the organization investigated the incident and acted in an appropriate and responsible manner because of the fact that they did extensive research to verify that what he said is what he said. They had people in the section go, yeah, he said that. He definitely had it coming for that. So the fact of the matter is they investigated at the time and found enough evidence to ban the guy. They're not going to ban the guy for life. They might say you're done for the rest of the year or a week or two if they think it was just a disagreement back and forth. But they took the action they did because they seem to have adequate proof to be able to say it. Now, the organization said they're going to fight it to the last tooth of the law.
The number is ridiculous. People who lose their loved ones don't get $100 million. Get out of here, bro.
So the Jazz said, we intend to vigorously defend the lawsuit. They investigated the underlying incident and acted in an appropriate and responsible manner. That coming from the senior vice president of communications for Larry H. Miller Sports and Entertainment and the Jazz. Westbrook's people basically said the same thing, stating the fact that, you know, it's harassment. And regardless of how they went about it, the fact that what they said got him to the point where he basically said, I'll F you up.
Yeah, he did say that, but you don't tell someone that you'll F them up just because
that's
they said ice those
point.
Knees up.
That's my point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was something else said. Now, whether it was racial or it was taken to be racial, but it wasn't meant to be racial, I still feel like this guy would have been better off saying, no, I was just meant to try to, you know, question his sexuality and manhood, not his race. And I think you get away with it a little easier if you do it that way. It's still bad.
And maybe
way,
and maybe he did make that defense. It just wasn't included in this particular report. Yeah. But, I mean, obviously, it's a situation that they need to. I mean, they have been addressing it because you see the disclaimers at every game now. So
yeah, that guy's just a dumbass
for
having the lawsuit.
His family
anyways.
Has been harassed, and he's lost work since the incident. $100 million.
So stupid.
What do you do that you think you're worth $100 million?
Stupid.
It's just.
I'm telling you, it's one of those things. It's like any negotiation. Start off high. He's got a number in mind, like 5 mil, 2 mil, 1 mil, and he thinks he's set for life. But if he starts off at 100, they'd gladly give you 2 mil to go away. Guarantee you that's what he's thinking.
He's hoping.
And
plus
I guarantee
he's got the
you
red
the Jazz and Westbrook aren't thinking that. They're like, bro, I'm not giving you a single red cent. But you said it to me. I didn't come in the stands. I didn't make you bump your gums at all.
But here's the thing, too.
You chose that.
You're in Salt Lake. There ain't a whole lot of things to do. And you had floor seats to the Jazz. So you got the red ass, too, for the fact that you now can't go to Jazz games. Yeah. So you got one less thing you can do with the rest of your freaking sorry
now
existence
you sit
in Salt
at
Lake
home.
City. I sound like Brendan Maxwell now.
Now you got to sit at home with your wives and listen to them complain.
Yeah, when you're not warming up for the Tabernacle Choir. It's what
the
The Mormon Tabernacle Choir. It's a big deal.
Oh.
I'm just saying. I've been to Salt Lake. There, and you got to get sponsored. If you're a visitor, you got
to
get sponsored to go to a bar and drink.
What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When we were in the playoffs playing the Jazz, too, every time
so
that we went
go
back
to, the
to
state
Utah,
of Utah,
when we went to Salt
drink.
Lake, if you want to go drink, when they card you, they go, oh, you're an out-of-stater. You need to find someone willing to sponsor you. Then you fill out this form, and then you pay this amount of money. It doesn't carry over like the whole time you're in Salt Lake. every night that you go drinking, you have to find a resident of Utah.
You're kidding.
Willing to sponsor you. And then I believe at the time it was like $5 to $7, where you got to pay like a cover charge from the state to be able to drink in establishments in Utah.
Call the flask, people.
Yeah, why do they do that, though?
I have no idea what the whole purpose behind it is. I just know that every time... We dreaded going back to play the Jazz a lot anyway.
Oh, I could see that.
But every time we went back, we're like, we got to do the whole sponsor thing again.
But now, are there professional sponsors now where they're like, that's what I do for a living? I just sponsor people that need to drink.
They
don't get anything out
of it. They just take... So basically, if you go to Salt Lake City or you go to Utah and you act up, whoever sponsored you could be responsible.
Oh, so if you drink and drive...
Yeah, you drink and drive, or you get in a fight, or you start some trouble at the bar, or whatever.
What a backwards-ass state.
It's completely, believe
me. I mean, that is ridiculous.
The mountains are beautiful. The scenery, natural scenery in Salt Lake is beautiful, but God forbid anybody that would have to live there.
So you, oh my God, how stupid is that?
Yeah.
That's almost as dumb as in Tennessee where they make Jack Daniels. It's in a dry county. At the place where they make Jack Daniel's whiskey, the distillery, you cannot buy it at the distillery because the county is a dry county. You can buy their lemonade, but there's no alcohol in it, but they sell delicious lemonade. And it is delicious, by the way. It's the best lemonade I've ever had in my life.
Really?
Yes.
Lemonade or regular?
Can't buy hard lemonade. It's just regular ass old lemonade. And then you have to drive outside of the county like a mile or two to buy Jack Daniel's because you can't buy it at the distillery. Get your bleep together, Tennessee. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of.
What's the county? Because it's on there, all their labels and everything like that.
I don't know.
They do the commercials about it, too, about the people that have been making the...
I did the tour of the distillery. It's fascinating.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I would do that.
It's a very interesting tour. They take you and they show you where they actually drip the you know, whatever, through the... They have these big... I don't know what the hell they are. Big... I don't know. Whatever it is, they're these human. They're almost like silos, but they're full of less like ash, like burnt wood and charcoal. They drip the alcohol through
Tennessee.
That. That's what it is.
Yeah.
They drip the alcohol through that and to kind of filter it, charcoal filter it, and they show it all to you. It's crazy. It's very fascinating. It's a great tour.
That'd be interesting.
Just can't drink at the end.
There you go.
So.
All right, we'll continue to roll through the final segment of the show. Put a bow on it. Turn it over to the Blitz. They'll take you till 7. You do nothing more than keep it tuned right here to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for the final segment of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. And all of you can just relax, okay?
Boy, you have.
Unwad your undies.
Stirred it up.
I said when I was back in Salt Lake City, look, I don't know. Thank God we're getting reports they've changed the law so that you don't have to get sponsored anymore if you're an out-of-towner drinking in Utah. However, there are several articles that highlight that Utah has the most stringent, strange, and strict drinking laws of any state in the lower 48. So, like, for instance, one, if you are at a restaurant, in order to get a drink, you have to order food.
That's dumb. I'd be like, yeah, bring me some chips and salsa and 97 beers. That's so stupid. Like, that's like, Tyler was like, yeah, you know, in Salt Lake and other places, it's dry, but you, as long, if you're a member, every restaurant or bar that sells alcohol is considered like a club. And I've heard this done in other dry counties. So you have to be a member of the club and then you can drink. So if you're from out of town, you buy a membership or you're sponsored by a member and then you can drink. What's the point of that? If you have a loophole like that, then why have the dumbass law to begin with? Get your antiquated ass out of the 1800s and join us in 2019, you dumb dry counties all over the country. That makes no sense. Like, it's just the dumbest thing.
Then they have from 11:30 a.m. till midnight, you can drink hard alcohol. After midnight till 1:30, which is, I guess, their bar time, you can only drink beer. So you can still drink. You just can't drink what you were drinking unless it's beer.
God, That's communism.
Also, I've learned something very quickly. If you are drinking in Utah, you're in Salt Lake City, or you're probably not drinking. Because looking at the numbers alone, there are more alcohol licenses to serve alcohol by more than, not just triple, by like ungodly amounts of numbers. If you're either drinking in Salt Lake or you're basically not drinking because of the fact that in Salt Lake City, there are 192 bars. In the entire city of Salt Lake City, there's 192 bars. The second on the list, Summit, Utah, 42.
Wow. I hope that's inaccurate. That's sad.
Weber, Utah, or Weber, Utah, which is Weber. I believe Weber State. There's a university there. 30 bars.
Really?
Barry has 30 bars in his house.
Okay.
Well, there's one in the bathroom. Because there's one in the bathroom.
The attic.
Well, we know there's one in the bathroom. Here's the thing.
Let me stop him for a second. It is the attic right now, but it's probably going to be the man cave, and there will be a bar there.
See, so you deserve every bit of hate. But anyway, Joel.
So the number of bars by county: Salt Lake City 192,
I hate you.
Summit 42, Weber or Weber 30, then 14, 11, 9, 8, 8, 8, 5, 5, 5. That's it. It goes down from there. So if you're not in Salt Lake trying to get a beverage, good luck to you.
So where do the players go? That's so I'm dumb. Assuming in Salt Lake City,
they're in Salt
Joel.
Lake. We stayed in Salt Lake. Obviously, the arena's in Salt Lake. So you're in Salt Lake City. But again, I remember, it was just...
What? Somebody texted and said it's illegal to bring alcohol from another state into Utah. And they said backwoods-ass people. It is backwoods.
I don't know if that's illegal, but I mean, I've done it to Nevada. That's for sure.
Yeah, that's stupid.
I don't know about Utah.
Can we just sell Utah to Canada and get it over with? Be like, yeah, y'all, it's cold and white. Y'all can have it. That's just
at
dumb.
Any restaurant, you are required to order food with your alcoholic drink, even if you're just seated at the bar. You can't just go and grab a drink at a Friday's.
You have to
order food.
Yeah, that's stupid.
It's not a terrible idea, but it's not necessarily a good idea. You know, it's like. Food doesn't necessarily...
It's a terrible idea.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Because food doesn't necessarily prevent you from getting drunk. It might slow down the process a little bit. But people just keep drinking. You know, if you really want to get that way, just keep drinking. So, I don't know. That's weird to me. I would not like... If I go to a bar, sometimes I just want to drink. So, I can
Wait,
see
you
how...
Wait, you do?
I don't want to eat. No wings. No nothing.
It's just... Drink. I mean, I think... Obviously, regardless of whether or not they waived the long-standing ridiculous need a sponsor for if you're an out-of-towner to drink in Utah, it still goes – it's pretty safe to say just by Googling it, they still got a lot of backward-ass laws in drinking that need to change.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like it sounds like it's still being controlled by religion more than anything.
Oh, my God, man. I mean, some of this other stuff about the fact that – if you're a restaurant or bar, you have to inform the patrons of the fact that you serve beer at a lower alcohol level.
Yeah, it was a 3.2. It's called a 3.2 beer law. Now that they've gone up, they allow grocery stores and places to sell it up to 5%.
Oh, that 5%. Was somewhere else. Where was
that? That was
at?
Utah.
No, but there's somewhere else too. Like, was it Wichita or Oklahoma?
Sounds about
right.
It
might have been Oklahoma.
Sounds about right.
Where, yeah, because Bible Belt, but it might have been Oklahoma where the alcohol was like lower alcohol by volume than in other places. It's just weird. And then people are texting like, well, you know, Texas has stupid liquor laws on Sunday. You can't drink before noon unless you're eating and stuff like that. I agree. I think it's all dumb, but at least you don't have to be a member and order food on a Friday night at 9 o'clock to get a drink.
It says the Utah beverage laws, a lot of them in place since 1935, 2 years after the end of Prohibition. Utah is one of 17 control states, meaning the state has monopolized the wholesaling and or retailing of some or all categories of alcoholic beverages.
They also have the highest tax on barrels of beer. They just moved it up. They already had the highest tax. They just moved it up from 12 to 13 bucks. They just don't care. They want to have stringent alcohol laws, and they don't care. Mm, mm, mm.
Well, current laws set the limit of the 4.0% alcohol by weight, which is what you find in beer sold at grocery stores, convenience stores, and things like that. Beer at 4.0% by weight is available in liquor stores and packaged agencies and only at clubs and restaurants licensed to sell liquor.
Jeez. What a mess.
I think we absolutely pooped on Utah. I think nobody in the city of Houston will ever travel there.
Clarence, unless you're a jazz fan.
Well, Clarence goes, you think it's bad? You think that's bad? Try going to Utah while being black.
What did you do there, Clarence?
Yeah, stuck out. That's what he did there. It reminds me of a comedian who was talking about Minnesota. And he was like, there are no black people in Minnesota. The only black people in Minnesota are Prince and Kirby Puckett. I feel like that's Utah, like Karl Malone.
Yeah, I've been to the Twin Cities, and that's not the way it is now. But.
No, but that was his point. Like, it's some of these states, you're like, yeah, Utah, there's... I wonder, I want to look it up and see, but I wonder, what would you guess, like, by population it would be?
Like the demographic?
Yeah, I bet it's... Do you think it's the whitest state in the U.S., Utah?
Could not be able to tell you on that.
I would guess that would be one of my guesses. That and like Maine.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, and I remember really there was a lady in the bar. She was a pretty hot chick, right? But she was yelling all kinds of vulgarities because I was in there with Clyde and some of the players and stuff like that. And by the end of the night, she got liquored up enough to ask Clyde to sign her rear end. And we're like, weren't you the same lady that was like yelling? She's like, yeah, so? I want him to sign my jeans. I'm like.
That is weird.
83% white, according to worldpopulationreview.com.
What's milk, like 85%? Because it's pretty comparable.
Black or African American, 5.9%. Asian, 4.6%. It's actually split in between in terms of ratio from girl to guy. It's 50% to 49%. Huh. 50.3 to 49.
So less than, so about 5% of the population in Utah is African American.
Yeah. 5.6
still live there?
Yeah, that makes up. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
if
probably
Ty Corbin and Karl Malone still live there, we're starting. I can pretty much, if I can name the 5% by name, that's
gonna
a problem.
Name former jazz players.
Yeah, if I just start naming like Antoine Carr, Karl Malone, Ty Corbin, I mean, at that point, we're close to the 5%. Howard Easley.
That's funny. I don't know if this is breaking. Well, yeah, it is breaking news, but NFL has suspended Kareem Jackson.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow. Why?
Yeah, this just came down. Broncos, this is reported. I've got this. Somebody tweeted it to us. Who tweeted this? I want to give them credit. Mm-hmm. Not Unreal David G sent us Matt Young's tweet. Matt Young posted this on the Chronicle. Broncos safety Kareem Jackson has been suspended for the final two games of the regular season for a violation of the NFL's policy and program on substance abuse. Mm. So.
And at least he got his salute to the Texans game
back
out of the way.
At least he got to get his revenge before it happened,
right? He
pooped
all over the Texans one more time.
Yeah, he did.
All right, well, that'll about do it for us. We do appreciate you listening every day. Tomorrow, as you know, is a Way Back Wednesday. We're still very much.
Christmas songs.
I was going to think that. I was going to say that because we're off next week anyway.
Just Christmas songs. Try to make them hip and current. Don't try to use the actual original old ass.
Yeah, I hate
that.
I don't want to be Scrooge, but those songs are played in every department store,
gas
station,
find,
whatever.
You can find hip-hop and rock and roll Christmas songs.
Did you see that Mariah Carey's Christmas song finally got to number one like 20-some-odd years after she
all
made it?
All time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy. All right, what's not crazy is the Blitz is coming up next. Fred, AJ, Aaron, they're going to take you till 7 o'clock. You keep it tuned right here, and we'll look forward to you being a suspect tomorrow and every weekday, 1 to 4 p.m. For Nick and Barry, I'm Joel. Have a great night, everybody. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week, we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.